stupid old hag. I'll show her good when I'm the one in control and pulling her strings. I was doing a perfectly fine job. She's always criticizing that stupid old hag. Barry Smith never does anything wrong, and my reports are just as good as his, but for some reason that stupid old hag always seems to give him a pat on the back and yells at me. One day I will control them all, and they will bow down to me. I will yell at them, and they'll have to do whatever I want. I will be the giant among children, and nothing shall get in my way.
Steve, are you daydreaming again? Steve? Hey, Steve, why don't you get back to work? Maybe that's why Barry always yields reports twice as valuable as those that you sputter out. You don't see Barry staring at the ceiling for 5 minutes straight? What are you waiting for? Gold to fall through the ceiling? The way things are going now, you're gonna be stuck in lower management your entire life. Or maybe custodial duties are your forte. You can stare at the ceiling all you want while you're scrubbing the floor.
I was just waiting for something to upload, Mrs. Freedom. I'll get right back to work.
Stupid old hag. She's gonna regret every little thing she ever did to me. She'll be begging and pleading with me to spare her, but I won't. I'll just laugh and know that I am ultimate and she is petty. People like her should not expect to receive the same treatment as ordinary, good people. People like her don't deserve to receive such kind treatment. Oh no, they'll suffer. They'll most definitely suffer.
Hey, Stevester. So, I hear your FPT reports were a tad of a disappointment. That's too bad.
Don't worry, Barry. Your reports will be a tad of a disappointment when,
Oh no, don't want to clone in on anything. Shouldn't have said so much. This is not good. Hopefully he doesn't notice.
Oh heck, Barry. You could never write a bad report. What am I talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? You know, Steve, even though you never can seem to get your work done, and even though you don't really do anything around here, you're a pretty good guy. So nice to everybody. Too bad nice doesn't get the reports written. But if nice did get reports written, you'd probably have a lot of reports written by now. Well, anyway, I gotta run. I'm gonna skip out and have a few drinks with this fine piece of ass that I met the other day. You know what I mean. I think you do. Well, anyway, buddy, I'll catch you later.
You know, I think Barry shall be put through even more suffering than that old hag. My name is Steve, not the Stevester. Barry. That guy is not only the biggest jerk in the universe, but he doesn't have a soul. Usually, that isn't good when someone doesn't have a soul. In Barry's case, it just enables him to be even more of a jerk. You know, actually, I think Mrs. Freed, she's gonna be the one that suffers the most. Because when you reward someone for having no soul, well, you pretty much have to be the equivalent of Satan. Both of them will be punished. Slowly, but surely. What I need is an army.
Alright, and print. Come on, print. What is this? Is it broken again? Oh man, I thought they fixed this.
Steve, you were supposed to have that report on my desk 5 minutes ago.
Sorry, Mrs. Freed.
What have you been doing all morning, anyway?
Oh, actually, I finished the report, but I guess they still haven't fixed my printer. I put the request in over a week ago. Kinda seems like they're ignoring me.
Is this like the time 2 years ago when you said that you were late because your car broke down? Barry's printer broke down just the other day, but he still turned his reports in on time. I'm tired of your excuses.
I'm telling the truth, Mrs. Freed, honest.
Enough. I've had enough of your insubordination. I want that report on my desk in 15 minutes or you're fired. You know our motto at Super Paperclips Incorporated. We hold everything together. If an employee can't manage to keep it together on the job because of a printer, well, people just might start using staples.
Yes, Mrs. Freed. Stupid hag.
What was that, Steve?
Oh, I just said... I said, I need to get a bigger bag. You know, so I can take my work home with me and be more productive.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Try to find one big enough to fit that negative attitude of yours.
More like you are gonna need a big enough excuse for me to show you mercy when you're groveling at my feet, licking my shoes. Because my army isn't just gonna be any army. To take over the world, I'm gonna need a big army. Or even a super army. I could breed an army of super soldiers. No, that wouldn't work. They wouldn't be strong enough. With all the nuclear firepower, even itsy-bitsy countries have what it takes to defeat an army of super soldiers. What I need? I need an army that can withstand a nuclear explosion.
That's good coffee. Kinda wish I had a donut.
Lava monsters!
Hey, Steve-O-Rama, working harder, hardly working. Hardly working, I see.
Oh, hey Barry, what's up?
Yeah, I heard Mrs. Freed's pretty pissed at you. Says you've really been slacking off lately. That's a shame. I finished my work for the day hours ago, buddy. So I've got the rest of the day to relax, my friend.
I'm happy for you, Barry. I guess that's why you had time to get that drink with, that fine piece of ass? How was she, by the way?
You know, she was... fine. So, yeah, St. Patrick's Day's right around the corner. Got any big plans?
You know, I don't think I do, Barry. Why, do you?
Yeah, I'm Irish. I'm gonna hit the Guinness pretty hard this year, if you know what I mean. What I mean is, you know, I'm gonna get really drunk.
Oh, sounds fun, Barry.
I hope you die of alcohol poisoning.
You know, I don't even think St. Patrick was Irish.
Anyway, I've got this leprechaun suit that I'm gonna wear when I hit the bars. Man, I'm telling you, I'm gonna get so many chicks. The chicks just love the leprechaun suit. It drives them crazy. I'm gonna be like, hey ladies, I'll tell you where you can find my pot of gold. Oh man, I'm gonna get more ass than a toilet seat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Barry, yeah. If one thing gets a lot of ass, it's gotta be a toilet seat.
Right you are, Steve-O, right you are. Man, I'm gonna get so many chicks. I always do, every St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, because everyone knows nothing turns a woman on like a grossly obese man in a big green hat.
Well, I'll leave you alone. You obviously need to get your work done. And I need to grab a coffee and a donut. Try not to work too hard.
Wait a minute. We have donuts? Why haven't I been told of this?
Yeah, no one tells you anything. So I'll check you later.
Donuts. Donuts. That's exactly what I need. Donuts. Where could you be hiding? Let's see. Probably not in the bathroom. Not in the copy room. Probably not in the elevator. Wait a minute. The break room. That's where the coffee is. Maybe the donuts are hidden there somewhere.
Donuts, donuts, donuts. Donuts, donuts, donuts. Chocolate glazed and strawberry. Cherry cream filled sprinkles. Jelly, powdered coconut, bear claw, bear claw, bear claw, donuts, 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 donuts.
I see you've decided to take another break from your reports. I guess the ceiling wasn't exciting enough for you. Looking elsewhere for the pot of gold?
Donuts. I mean, don't know what you're talking about, Mrs. Freed. I was actually just on my way to your office to give you that report.
Oh, really? Where is it, then?
Oh, it's in the trash because I spilled coffee on it.
Coffee? Coffee? What are you going to say in 10 minutes when the paper still isn't on my desk? It got stuck in the printer? You are easily the laziest worker I've ever encountered in my 15 years. You're single-handedly the reason Super Paperclips Inc. is the number 2 supplier of office supplies instead of the number 1. If you were more like Barry, maybe we would be able to finally beat out that company that makes those things that you hang stuff up with.
Yeah, well, when my army of lava monsters take over the world, I'm gonna make you number a bazillion. I will breed an army of lava monsters and they will be unstoppable. No one can destroy them because they will rejuvenate so utterly fast that they will be almost indestructible. I'll smash up all the weapons of the world in one mass attack, and then use the threat of my army of lava monsters to dictate all. I will have everyone obeying me. All the people like Mrs. Freed and Barry, they will pay. Wait a minute. Is that what I think it is? Is that a box of donuts? Yes, it is. There's no donuts in here. God damn it. When I'm in power, there will be donuts in that box. In fact, the world will overflow with donuts, and the sky will rain coffee. Wait, that might be really hot. But my lava monsters will be immune to the heat. And Barry, I'd like to see him spike that coffee. That bastard. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. I hope Barry doesn't try to start his own super army. But mine would be so big by that time that resistance would be futile. I would crush him. What? What is that? Are those orange leprechauns? Is Barry making an army of orange leprechauns that have mind control powers and secret stealth invisibility? No wonder all the donuts are gone. No! God damn it, no! Leprechauns!
What's up with that guy? Barry told me he used to be institutionalized.
People, this is an exciting time to be alive.
Bang!
All right.
Ow!
Kazoo! Explosion! Really big explosion.